Continuing our segment today for the Dream Team interviews is a state champion, the first ever from the Windsor Owl Wrestling program, Junior Jacob Warren joining us. And Jacob, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day to speak with us. We're happy to have you on.
It's pretty great.
And then, Jacob, obviously for you, a special year for you. You know, I had a chance to speak with you and Coach Stoffy earlier, but a state champion and now a Dream Teamer as well. What does it mean to you knowing that all these Dream Team coaches within the J98 listening area recognize you as one of the best wrestlers?
It's a great feeling that I'm being supported by more than just my coach. I'm being supported by everybody in the area, and there's nothing like that, knowing that people – like to see you succeed and see you do the best that you can.
Yeah, does it make it feel even more cool that your buddy, I know you and Ryan Yarnell are pretty close, and he made it onto the Dream Team too, so how cool is that, knowing that you guys both are on the squad?
And it's great, because he's like a brother to me, and it's great to see him succeed as well as I do.
Yeah, and for you, when did you find out? Did you get a text message, a call? Were you listening to the show, or did you find out the next day, or how did you find out you were a Dream Teamer?
The next day, Sophie came up to me at lunchtime and told me and Ryan that we were part of Dream Team.
That's awesome. And then kind of what was your official reaction when you first heard the news?
I thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, and then Jacob, obviously a special year for you, state champion. Just talk about the work that you put in all season long, and then to see it come in all, you know, kind of end in a championship. Just kind of take us through that process.
I was working even before season, during off season. I was wrestling. I was hitting a match after I got off my surgery, and once wrestling season came, I was hitting it even harder. And we had morning workouts at 6 o'clock in the morning. I went there, and then I'd have practice after school, and I just put in my hard work, and it just happened to turn out that I was a state champ this year.
And when I last talked with you a few days after you were the state champ and you won, when I had you in my show at the studio, Jacob, you said that it kind of hit you, but you're already focused on next year. So have you already started to put in work and try to defend that state crown?
Yeah, I'm already on the mat again. I've been wrestling all season. I already went to a tournament in Virginia. Didn't do so hot, but still on the mat, still getting better.
Yeah, was it a pretty good experience, though, knowing that you were competing against guys from a national perspective over there in Virginia?
Yeah, it was great knowing that I was wrestling the best of the best of the country.
And then, Jacob, for you, I know that you and Ryan work hard together and whatnot, so you guys do a lot of the training and everything?
Yeah, we go to almost all the same practices and stuff. We are pretty much bound at the hip when we go to wrestling events.
Awesome. And then, you know, for you, I remember you said, you know, as mentioned before at the time, it didn't seem like a big deal, but now that it's settled in and, you know, we're about a month or two removed from you being that state champ, does it feel any better, or did you kind of sink in anymore?
I'm more focused on the future now than I am the past, now that it's over. I'm more focused on defending my next one and then eventually making it to college and hopefully wrestling D1.
That's awesome. And then in terms of the college, any type of recruiting action going on for you that you can talk about in terms of interested schools or anything?
I've got some phone calls, some emails and stuff, but nothing in writing.
Awesome. And then, Jacob, for you, you mentioned that you're working hard on the mats and trying to get at it. What things in particular are you trying to get better at?
Mostly my leg attacks. This whole year I wasn't very good at attacking the legs and being on the offense. I was more of a defensive wrestler, and I need to change that.
For you, what types of things do you think the team will be bringing back, as well as the Windsor program as a whole? Do you guys think another successful year on hand?
I think we'll have another successful year on hand, because most of our talent last year, we're all younger. We'll all be returning next year.
For you, you talk about what Coach Stoffy. I know that it was a big deal for him in the program, obviously a longtime coach. How awesome is it to know that you were able to be his first state champion under his watch?
It was pretty great, because he deserved it. He's been coaching a long time. It's great that he finally got his state champ.
And then anything you'd like to add personally about what that state championship and what being a Dream Teamer here in Winter Wrestling meant or means to you?
Like I said earlier, it's great knowing that a lot of other people like to see that I succeeded and that I've been recognized. It's just a great feeling.
Yeah, anybody you'd like to thank along the way that really helped you get to this point?
My little league coach, Frank Valloway, Stofi, Mike Ironman, many other coaches that have helped me. They've all been a part of my success.
Hey, Jacob, once again, I want to send you a big congratulations on being selected to the Dream Team and also being a state champ this year. Looking forward to watching you try to defend that crown next year.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Windsor, state champ, wrestling Dream Teamer for the winter of 2016 and 17. Mr. Jacob Warren joining us here on our Dream Team segment here on Regional Radio.